Hello, David.
Hello.
This is John Erling. I want you to know that I have Killers of the Flower Moon and your new book, The Wager, sitting on my desk as we now speak.
Oh, thank you very much for picking them up.
I must say, I wish all history books could be written in your style, but I guess that wouldn't be possible.
Well, that's nice of you to say. It's probably why I write so few books. They take so long.
Yeah. Osage Chief Standing Bear, when I interviewed him, was very complimentary of your diligent research and writing ability. He could not emphasize that enough. So I'm sure that you visited with him many times yourself.
Yes, and to be honest, that's the highest praise I could receive. And I, in telling this really important, part of American history, which was something that the Osage were obviously very familiar with, but people like me and outside the Osage Nation, even in much of Oklahoma, I discovered, were really unaware of. And, it was recording these stories and hearing these stories from members of the Osage Nation, like the chief, and so many Osage elders in the community share with me their stories and their trust, that I could write the book at all. So I'm so indebted to them. And the book is, rooted in those, that research and those experiences, spending time in the Osage Nation with so many members of the community there.
How did this story of these murders and oil and greed in Osage County, also known as the Reign of Terror, come to your attention, and then what motivated you to write about it?
Somebody had mentioned the case in a historian and did not know that much about all the ins and outs about it. And I decided to make a trip out to the Osage Nation because I was interested. I couldn't find a lot written about it. And at that time, I wasn't thinking of writing a book. I was wondering maybe there'll be an article. But I went out. I actually, went out on my own dime. I flew from New York and I visited, one in Pawhuska. And then first thing I did was I visited the Osage Nation Museum. And when I was in the museum, I saw this great panoramic photograph on the wall, which showed members of the Osage Nation, along with white settlers. It was taken in, I believe, 1924, and it looked, pretty innocent when you were just looking at it. But I had noticed that a portion of that photograph was missing. And I asked the then museum director, Catherine Redcorn, why part of the photograph had been removed. And she said it contained a figure so frightening they had removed it, and she had pointed to this missing panel. And she said in this low voice, she said, "The devil was standing right there." And that just immediately seized me and caught my attention. And then she went down into the basement and she brought up an image of the missing panel. And it showed one of the killers of the Osage, one of the ringleaders of one of the plots against one of the Osage families. And I was just really haunted by that experience, because I kept thinking about how, members of the Osage Nation had removed the photograph not to forget, but because they couldn't forget what had happened. And yet there were so many people, and I include myself among them, who really knew nothing about this history. We had not been taught it. We had, in effect, excised it from our conscience.
We have the Tulsa 1921 race massacre that was largely kept on the back burner for so many, many years. Now it's become known to the nation. Do you see a correlation here?
Oh, very much so. I think they're very similar, and not just in the fact that these were really central parts of our history and among the worst racial injustices, and not only that they were left out of so many of the history books. These were the chapters that were, the pages were effectively torn out, and the silence is imposed. But they are even closer than that, because they happened during the same time period. They happened, not far away. I mean, I haven't clocked it, but it's probably only about 30 miles away, maybe a little more. Someone in Oklahoma will be able to tell me exactly. And so they reflected these deep prejudices among settlers. And, the crimes and the targets were different, but they also are connected by the fact that they would not have happened had there not been views and attitudes that looked upon certain people as not fully dignified human souls. So, you know, in the case of those sage, the crimes were motivated by greed, but they were carried out because they had dehumanized in their attitudes members of the Osage Nation. And I think something very similar happened. I'm not an expert on the Tulsa Race Massacre, but I think something similar happened. And there's even other little connections that aren't that well known. But, for example, there was a private eye who investigated the Osage cases, who was really, the evidence suggested, was pretty corrupt. And he had been on the police force, kind of, I think, had a disgraced role during the Tulsa Race Massacre.